here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting News Realm. I'm Dina Bruderek. In rural areas like Huron County and other Thumb areas, ensuring safe drinking water from private wells is crucial, as they aren't routinely tested like public supplies. The Huron County Health Department advises regular testing, following Michigan Department of Health and Human Services recommendations, especially for water used in drinking, cooking, or mixing infant formula. Residents are urged to conduct routine testing through local health departments or certified labs, adhering closely to instructions and opting for a partial chemistry test for comprehensive insights into water quality. Proactive testing is vital for safeguarding public health and ensuring clean, safe drinking water access. And you can view the full written article on thumbnet.net to find a link to those recommendations by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. And during National Police Week, which runs from Sunday, May 12th to Saturday, May 18th, we honor the vital role of law enforcement. Initiated by President John F. Kennedy in 1962, this week commemorates their service, with May 15th designated as Peace Officers Memorial Day. Let's thank our Uniformed Service Division deputies and local law enforcement for their dedication to our community. Here are some simple ways to show appreciation. You can email your local department, the Sheriff's Office, or State Police Branch. Send a text message to an officer or their family. Call your local radio station to acknowledge law enforcement's dedication. Consider providing a meal. Use social media to inspire gratitude. Involve children in writing notes of thanks. Express gratitude directly when you're out and about running errands, or just drop off a gesture of appreciation. Let's unite in thanking our officers for their tireless commitment to keeping our communities safe. And early Friday morning, northbound lanes of I-75 in Saginaw County closed due to a potential road rage shooting. The closure spanned from the Holland Road M46 interchange to the southern I-675 interchanges. Google Maps indicated that the closure extends further south to Dixie Highway in Bridgeport Township. Details are limited, but authorities confirmed a potential shooting incident to ABC 12. Speculation circulating on social media platforms, particularly Facebook, suggested that Saginaw County Dispatch had received reports of a male individual being found bleeding and unconscious, lacking a pulse, with a bullet hole in his car door. The incident is purportedly under investigation as a possible cause of road rage shooting. Michigan State Police 3rd District have initiated an investigation into the matter, as released via their X platform, formerly known as Twitter, at 7:05 a.m. on Friday. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Tom Lonsberry Outdoors. For hunting and fishing tips and everything outdoors. And here's your host, Tom Lonsberry.
I'm Tom Lonsberry, inviting you to join me around the old campfire noon on Sundays on FM Cruise 102.1 and 215 on AM 1340 for stories of hunting, fishing, and great outdoor sporting products. On my show, Tom Lonsberry Outdoors, we'll go on trips together not only in the United States and Canada, but around the globe to Europe, Africa, and many other fascinating places to discuss outdoor sporting products, hunting and fishing, and everything outdoors. So join me every Sunday right here on WLAW FM Cruise 102.1 at noon and 215 on AM 1340 around the old campfire for Tom Lonsberry Outdoors.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news from the Associated Press. The CEO of the Ram and Dodge brands, in the unofficial voice of American Muscle Cars, is retiring from Stellantis after nearly 32 years. The announcement Friday of Tim Kaniski's retirement comes as the company struggles with U.S. sales as it begins the transition from gasoline to electric vehicles. Through April, its sales were down 14.1%. Tim was leading the Dodge brand's transition to electric muscle cars. Recently, he was CEO of both the Dodge and Ram brands. He'll be replaced at Ram by Chris Fuel, who will take on Ram in addition to her duties leading the Chrysler brand. Sales executive Matt Acklier will become Dodge brand CEO. And it was Lainey Wilson's night in many ways. She took home Female Artist of the Year and the top prize of Entertainer of the Year at the 2024 Academy of Country Music Awards. The awards were handed out Thursday at the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco, Texas, just north of Dallas. Hosted by Reba McEntire, the 59th ACM Awards were a star-studded event with performances from artists including Kane Brown, Blake Shelton, Chris Stapleton, Post Malone, and more. The ACM streamed live on Prime Video and the Amazon Music channel on Twitch Live. And the last U.S. zoo to have pandas in its care is preparing to say goodbye to the four giant bears this fall. Officials at Zoo Atlanta said Friday they are preparing to return panda parents Lun Lun and Yang Yang to China, along with their American-born twins. They were the last pandas in the country since the National Zoo in Washington returned three in November. Atlanta received Lun Lun and Yang Yang in 1999 as part of the loan agreement that is expiring. It's possible the San Diego Zoo will become a new panda pair this summer. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net.